heard it said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's one of the things that we would say on the playgrounds. You've heard it with your boys and girls. You've heard it with the children, that this is one of those things they rehash over and over. But the reality is that words are powerful, and words like labels can stick. Today, I want to challenge you to rise above the labels, to actually shake off those labels. And I'm talking about the negative words that you might have received. I'm talking about words like you're the black sheep of the family. Words like you are good for nothing. Nothing good will ever amount out of your life. You are one who's just ordinary. There's nothing special about you. And even the mention of these words are things that may be provoking some traumatic memories. Maybe as I'm speaking some of these words, you are already in the tape recorder of your mind, you are already bringing back some of those painful labels that have been placed upon your life. You know, words are powerful. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Words have creative potential. Words have destructive power. Words can bring health. Words can cause harm. Words can build up, and words can destroy. The question I want to pose to you is, what labels are your words placing on others? Are they placing the labels of life, or are they placing the labels of death? Are they words that build up, or are they words that destroy? And there's a story that I cannot seem to get enough of this year. It's the story of a person who was labeled, and he was able to shake off the label that was placed upon his life. There's nothing more powerful than a name in terms of our identity. Our name becomes our biggest identity marker. And there's the story of this man whose name was a label of pain. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, I'm sure you know about Jabez. His story is recorded for us in verse 9 to 11. And we're told that he was more honorable than his brothers. And listen to this. His mother had named him Jabez because she gave birth to him in pain. Already there you can see that hurt people hurt people. It's showing how trauma can be passed on. It's showing how pain has this cascading effect, a ripple effect. If we do not process our pain, what tends to happen is that we project that pain to others. Maybe you've been on the receiving end, or you've seen yourself that when you're under stress, it's very easy to pass that stress on to others. It's very easy to shout at a child, or to kick a dog, or to basically cut off someone in traffic. It's so easy to pass on pain. And we see that his mom, out of her painful experience, she placed an identity marker, what I'm calling a label, on her son. And Jabez was called pain, and he grew up internalizing that. I can imagine that my name means pain. And in our African culture, we have names like those. We have people who actually have names like that. And this is, for me, a great story, because Jabez doesn't play the victim. He could have sat in that space and ruminated and played that tape recorder over and over, that I'm just a pain. I'm good for nothing. All that I'm there for is to bring about pain. But he doesn't do that. And this is where he models for us how we can shake off labels. He takes agency of his life. Instead of pulling the victim card, he becomes the actor in his story. He becomes the one who rewrites his story in the place of prayer. And that is one of the ways in which you can begin to shake off those labels. I don't know what labels you're thinking about, but in the place of prayer, you can do that which Jabez did. He begins to pray, "Oh, that you would bless me. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory. Oh, that you would keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." He is saying, "Lord, distance me from this identity marker." And you can do the same. You do not have to internalize the narrative of you're the black sheep or you're good for nothing, or there's no potential in you, or there's nothing good that can come out of Nazareth, or basically your background, you can shake off the labels. I don't know what labels those are, but I'm here to tell you, shake them off. Rewrite your story. You do not have to internalize a narrative of pain. You can process that pain, you can take it to the Lord, and you can trust Him to cause you to be a blessing just like this man. And so I'm calling you today, shake off those labels in the name of Jesus. God bless you.